Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 21st, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And wild, strange and wild ride it is, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. I want to conclude the point that I was making yesterday. I won't belabor you with the crimes of the Clinton family, the crime syndicate, really, that it is. I won't traumatize your psyche, but I will make the distinction, and I will conclude the point from yesterday. And so on Sunday, Charles Manson passed away, obviously, and he represents more than most people realize in today's American society. Let me kind of paint a picture. The LA Times headline yesterday was Charles Manson, a symbol of unrepentant evil, dies. There are other more offensive headlines of the same context, basically implying that, you know, Charles Manson was the personification of evil, and you know, I'm not sure that most people fully realize one of the points that I was getting to yesterday. Charles Manson was obviously convicted of the and found guilty of the first degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder for the deaths of seven people, including actor Sharon Tate, obviously. And, you know, you could argue it was eight people because she was pregnant, which gets to some of the things, you know, people talking about Roe v. Wade and abortion, when is life life? And it is an erroneous statement to say that life is life at conception. It's not. If you read the Bible, he knew us before the foundation of the earth. So life is life before conception. But I digress. So Charles Manson was convicted of conspiracy to commit the murder of actor Sharon Tate and four others at her home on August 9, 1969, and Leno and Rosemary LaBianca the next day. And so that was seven people. Should have been eight because Sharon Tate was pregnant. And so that was eight people. But perhaps you recall during yesterday's broadcast, I mentioned the names of eight people just in the last year that the Clintons have been connected to who died under very questionable circumstances. Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, Joe Montano, Barrington Wisenet Jr., John Ash, Victor Thorne, Ron Brown, and just last week, remember I mentioned the unexpected death of Houston trial lawyer and top Democratic Party mega donor Steve Mostyn, who, you know, sounds like another Arkansaside, who allegedly committed suicide last Wednesday at age 46, after a sudden onset and battle with a mental health issue. Did he have a sudden onset and battle with a mental health issue when agents showed up and told him that he wasn't feeling well and helped him commit suicide? So that's eight people. Just in the last year, that doesn't include, obviously, the 100-plus list of folks that we generally include in the Arkanside list. Folks like Vince Foster, who ran out in a field by his house and shot himself in the back of the head twice, which doesn't sound much different than the bizarre circumstances under which any number of the folks that I mentioned died. Victor Thorne in particular, Barrington Wisenant Jr. definitely, Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, definitely. And so I don't think people fully understand how insane this is, but it's much worse than that. I want to come back to the Hillary connection here in a second, but first, it's much worse. And like I said, Charles Manson represents more than we realize. I talked a little bit yesterday about how we have romanticized not just Manson, but what he represents, the psychopathy in this culture. It's a form of suicide, and it's a way in Romans chapter 1 fashion to draw folks in. And we become a homicidal and a suicidal culture. I'll show you what I mean in a minute. But some more headlines first. Listen to some of these headlines that corroborate my point. And these are just from the last couple of days since Charles Manson has passed away. Listen to some of these headlines. LA Times, the human side of Charles Manson. Not particularly awful. You know, it might be a reasonable headline if he was a repentant figure. But when it is cast in the context of all the other headlines, suddenly the point becomes clear. Listen to some of the others. Fortune magazine. Yesterday, Charles Manson is dead, but the morbid business of Manson merch lives on. USA Today, Charles Manson's pop culture influence from co-opting a Beatles hit to South Park. People magazine, a real-life monster, how Charles Manson terrorized America. People are fascinated, apparently. The Independent, Charles Manson's death raises questions over how his body will be disposed to avoid shrine. And they're talking about this across the pond. So, you know, this is a worldwide phenomenon. To avoid a shrine? I guarantee you I won't be going. Not because I have any particular hate for Charles Manson. I don't care. How about this one? Six films and TV shows based on Charles Manson and the Manson family murders. Unbelievable. This one, National Review yesterday, Charles Manson's radical chic. Unbelievable. Who was Charles Manson married to? Meet the Women. That's Newsweek. Another Newsweek headline. Charles Manson's quotes. Charles Manson quotes, "The madness of a murderer." Why? Why would you read that? The sinister influence of Charles Manson. That's the New Yorker. In Touch Weekly, FYI, you've probably jammed to a song written by mass murderer Charles Manson. Awesome. Why would you do that? Why would anyone introduce that into society? It's a rhetorical question to get us to where we are. Charles Manson dead. How the cult leader was referenced in pop culture. That's The Independent, another Independent headline. Manson Family Value, that's Wall Street Journal. Unbelievable, Manson Family Value. Intense Humming of Evil, 10 tracks that reference Charles Manson. That's another one. And finally, HuffPost yesterday, Monday's morning email, I Am the Devil, How Charles Manson Mesmerized America. You know where the term mesmerized comes from, don't you? You know who Anton Mesmer was? We've talked about that on this broadcast. Anyway, this is symptoms. This kind of morbid fascination are symptoms of a sick culture, of a sick society. I mentioned Ted Bundy's, what's referred to in the video as Ted Bundy's warning minutes before his execution. And you know, this was back before he passed away, but listen to what a convicted serial killer said 30 years ago. Go ahead, please.
Is something I think I want to emphasize is the most damaging kinds of pornography. I'm talking from personal experience, hard, real personal experience. The most damaging kinds of pornography are those that involve violence and sexual violence, because the wedding of those two forces, as I know only too well, brings about behavior that is just too terrible to describe. That there is loose in their towns, in their communities, people like me today, whose dangerous impulses are being fueled day in and day out by violence in the media in its various forms, particularly sexualized violence. And what scares me, and let's come into the present now, because what I'm talking about happened 20, 30 years ago, that is, in my formative stages. And what scares and appalls me, Dr. Dobson, is when I see what's on cable TV, some of the movies, I mean, some of the violence in the movies that come into homes today with stuff that they wouldn't show in X-rated adult theaters 30 years ago. But I'll tell you, there are lots of other kids playing in streets around this country today who are going to be dead tomorrow and the next day and the next day and next month, because other young people are reading the kinds of things and seeing the kinds of things that are available in the media today.
That's Ted Bundy's warning. Convicted serial killer, rapist, kidnapper, and serial killer, interviewed by Dr. James Dobson just shortly before he was executed. And imagine if he saw what was on the news today. Do you see what's happening? For those who say it's no big deal, you know, we've been anesthetized by degrees. We don't need the Motion Picture Rating Association to tell us it's inappropriate for anyone, really. You know, if you want to make something that you watch in your own spare time because of your own warped proclivities, that's fine. But to push it out on the big screen and to do things that fracture the psyche and traumatize people, it's trauma-based conditioning, among other things. You heard Ted Bundy say it. Too terrible to describe, things that, you know, loosen their towns, their communities. People like him, he said. People like me today, he said, whose dangerous impulses are being fueled day in and day out by violence in the media. This is a convicted rapist, kidnapper, and serial killer telling you how it works. What you see on television and in the movies, what you hear in music, there's a reason that it's programming. It's embedding. It's trauma-based conditioning. These are facts that we know. It's not okay. It's not okay for kids to play these games, to watch these television shows or movies, even the things that are so-called children's programming today. It's called programming for a reason. This is a problem. Ted Bundy said it. People like what we're seeing on the. I wake up and I see. You know, we're. I mentioned it yesterday. You know, we're looking for a possible serial killer in Tampa, Florida. I keep saying I'm surprised. It's a miracle. It's only a miracle that things aren't worse with all of the psychotropics and the stuff that I'm talking about here. The video games the kids play, the movies, the television programs. Ted Bundy told us 30 years ago. He said, what I was watching 30 years ago programmed me. What's on television today 30 years ago was worse then, or worse now, is worse now than it was then. And what he said was it fuels people's dangerous impulses are being fueled day in and day out by violence in the media and its various forms, particularly sexualized violence. And that is, it's inescapable every day. Hopefully that makes sense. I don't think it can be made any clearer. You know, this is what we're doing. Every day, there's just another round of trauma-based conditioning. That's not okay. There is a day of reckoning, and it's coming. There will be an accounting, each of us. Even though we live in this crazy, limited liability village where we raise idiots, thanks Hillary Clinton, there is a day of reckoning. We will all give account. You know, the Bible says that, you know, we have these accountability groups and so forth. Accountability is nonsense. We are accountable to one. We are subject to one another, Bible says. We're subject to one another. Be subject to one another. But we will give account to one. A day of reckoning is coming. I hope that we're not, that we are wise and discerning with our time as far as this stuff is concerned, and we are not exposing our children to trauma-based conditioning and mind control. You heard Ted Bundy say it. People whose dangerous impulses are being fueled day in and day out by violence in the media. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. I should post that a link to that video in the chat area. By the way, the clip that we played, Ted Bundy's warning minutes before execution, like I said yesterday, posted by Counterculture Mom YouTube channel creator user, published back on June 21st of 2015. So let's skip ahead and conclude the point about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Crime Syndicate. Not that they hold an exclusive license on this kind of syndicated crime, but they are sort of the emblematic example of the day, I would say. Certainly not exclusive, but I don't think the point can be overemphasized that there is a disparity in our thinking. It is schizophrenia, really, is what it is. So I mentioned Charles Manson, responsible for what I would say, he was convicted of the conspiracy to murder 8 people, I would say, the 7 plus Sharon Tate's unborn child. So we have that, but I read you 8 names just in the last year that of folks who died under very questionable circumstances, to say the least, and are connected to the Clinton crime syndicate, most notably through the DNC and money laundering that the Clintons are obviously involved in, and we just turn a blind eye as a society. So while the Clinton crime syndicate has utterly bludgeoned the American psyche for over 5 decades, raping and pillaging the earth, there have been slivers, moments, snapshots along the way, which offer provocative insight into the growing disparity that is American life. And this is the point. Consider, as I said yesterday, the example of Monica Lewinsky in the wake of what is commonly known as the Lewinsky scandal. While the Clintons continued raping and pillaging the earth, Monica Lewinsky languished in silence and relative obscurity. She's been the butt of the jokes for decades. Looking at the photos that circulate of a young, idealistic girl, like I said yesterday, infatuated, captivated even by one of the most charming, charismatic psychopaths the world has ever publicly acknowledged. And yet, it's not the psychopath the American public and the mainstream media in particular has vilified. It's just astonishing to me. Is it to you? Rather, it's the young, fairly unassuming girl, certainly compared to the charming, charismatic psychopath that occupied the White House. While the Clintons continued, while JFK died under questionable circumstances, after the fact, just more crimes, a man who surely would have won his New York Senate seat bid. Hillary Clinton, a woman who openly bragged as a young lawyer about defending a man she knew to be a rapist, who later bragged about the monstrous death of Muammar Gaddafi, among other things, downplaying that, among other things. She went on to occupy that seat, that New York Senate seat. While all this happened, Monica Lewinsky remained the object, the punchline, really, of the disgraced Clinton White House, not the psychopath. But the girl whose life was hijacked by the ordeal, I'm not implying, as I said yesterday, I'm not implying that she was entirely without fault or blame. And again, as adults, we make our own choices. But that's not the issue here. In this case, I'm merely shining a bright light on the stark contrast in treatment by the mainstream media and the public at large in turn. As a result of these circumstances, the way that the broader American society has treated the victim versus the charming, charismatic psychopath. For a better, more personal, closer, more personal look at how Monica Lewinsky has fared, and I think it's important to do that in the wake of the scandal, to draw a stark contrast. May I encourage you simply to view her Wikipedia page entry, and particularly the section titled Public Reemergence. As I said yesterday, think about that. Even the section title speaks to the resultant calamity that became her life. And I want to humanize that a little bit, so to speak. Because I don't think we do that. I think we're very cavalier in this society, and we are detached from reality in the sense that the Clintons are responsible or connected to as many deaths just in the last year as Charles Manson was. Do we really think about that? Do we really think about the devastation of the people? I don't think we do. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he is.
Welcome back. So let's humanize this story a little bit, shall we? Because I don't think we make the mental connection. I certainly don't see it. Maybe you do. I hope so. I hope that maybe I am not seeing this accurately. The way that I see it, Monica Lewinsky has remained the butt of jokes while the criminals have gone free and been given lots of airtime and publicity, been media darlings, at least in certain circles, been enriched infinitely in terms of Federal Reserve notes, though they are morally bankrupt, as some would say. And again, this is not to otherize anyone. It's just to point out how sick, you know, the endemic sickness in our society. Not just hypocrisy, schizophrenia. Because as many people have died in the last year as Manson was responsible for, and yet we hear that he was the face of evil. You know, as I mentioned, the LA Times headline, Charles Manson, a symbol of unrepentant evil. And sure, there were other issues, of course. But, you know, I could argue Aesop's point. We hang the petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office. You know, petty crimes essentially as a young man from a very early age. Don't get me wrong. And, of course, you know, the Manson family incident. But hopefully you see the point. I'm going to leave it at that. Hopefully you see what I'm saying. These people who are connected to so many things that are just criminal, and these are personal political assassinations in most cases, what are referred to as Arkanside. I would almost argue that almost marginalizes what is happening too, making it sort of, you know, in vogue. It makes it sort of, you know, romanticizes it a little bit. There's nothing romantic about it. It's evil. So, to contrast, again, may I simply encourage you to view Monica Lewinsky's Wikipedia page entry, and particularly the section titled Public Reemergence, which I think says it all. But continuing, imagine if it were you, how would you reinvent yourself? I mean, just think about it. When everywhere you went for decades, people would snicker and ask about your dress. My last name is Hinckley, spelled with no C, and I can tell you, early on in school, I had my fill of jokes that were completely unrelated to me. You know, it was bothersome. Even the stuff that was unrelated to me, it takes its toll. First, it was Reagan's crazed would-be assassin, i.e. Manchurian candidate. And then it was, you know, supposedly he is infatuated with Jodie Foster, and therefore, you know, which is ridiculous, obviously. We all know that was a contrived story. And then it was the polygamous cult leader. As someone who has endured those kinds of hyperbolic slings and arrows, I can only imagine the anguish under which she has suffered. But again, may I encourage you to go read her Wikipedia entry? Just read it. It doesn't, you know, it takes 5 or 10 minutes maybe. And perhaps even the linked 2014 Politico article titled Lewinsky at 40. Think about it. Basically languishing in relative obscurity for, you know, nearly 20 years. So the article, Lewinsky at 40, the Politico article from 2014, begins with these words. Her last full-time job was as a 24-year-old aide to the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. Just think about this. She remains the object of crude and cruel jokes, as she was indirectly at the White House Correspondents Association dinner just last Saturday night. In public perception, she is frozen as the temptress who almost toppled a president. Those are the opening words of the Politico article, and it ends with these words. Listen to this. Think about how heartbreaking this is. Lewinsky's summary of the affair that upended not only her own life, but that of the nation is succinct. I, myself, deeply regret what happened between me and President Clinton, she writes. Let me say it again. I, myself, deeply regret what happened. With all this in mind, maybe we should all seek to shake off the fog, reconcile this disparity, the schizophrenia, and be a little more compassionate, gracious, and dignified when we speak of Monica Lewinsky, which is to say nothing of holding psychopaths to account. The subject for another day, perhaps. One final note on the Clinton Crime Syndicate. I literally cannot tolerate another minute of their evil. Listening to Hillary Clinton speak, for instance, isn't just tone deaf. It is completely disconnected from reality. It is literally as if she exists in another, not even a parallel, but another universe. Another universe. She takes that Alinskyite cultural Marxist mantra to a whole new level. Another planet, even. You know, you listen to Alinsky back in the 60s, for example, and he's kind of, there's sort of a connection, a Romans chapter 1 sort of connection, I would say. But she's just detached from reality. Far more of a megalomaniacal psychopath than Manson ever was, in my opinion. It's just astonishing. We're running out of time. I want to transition, and if we have time here, I want to play a video that Richie from Boston made yesterday titled "Next 9/11 is Coming." Still think it's all a theory? This all connects, by the way. It's all the same stuff. We're creating psychopaths. We're overrun by psychopaths. We give them public speaking time, and, you know, meanwhile we hang the petty thieves, as Aesop said. Unbelievable. Can we play most of that in this segment? All right. This is, we'll start it and we'll finish it in the next segment. This is, again, this is the video titled "Next 9/11 is Coming." Still think it's a theory? Go ahead, please.
What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today's Monday. Monday. And let me ask you something. Everybody loves to cast What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today's Monday. Monday. And let me ask you something. Everybody loves to cast dispersion. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. That guy's a tinfoil hat. He's a nutter. His tinfoil's too tight. Let me ask you something. Do you realize that everything I present on this channel is backed up by either WhiteHouse.gov, scientific journals, Futurism magazine, TEDx talks, Bilderberg groups, Council for Foreign Relations, and a veritable cornucopia of other things that most people don't even realize exist, and yet they do. Just because you don't understand it doesn't make somebody else an idiot. Do you see what I mean? And that's the society we live in right now. We live in a place where everybody thought it was totally normal for everyone to want to select between Hillary or Donald Trump, a 70-year-old billionaire, elitist, reality show star, or Hillary, the professional Democrat, wicked witch of the West, who laughs at other political leaders being hunted down, killed, and dragged through the streets. Literally. Do you realize that right now these people, these elites, the wealthy people that own all the football teams that you watch, or they own all the television stations that you spend your time watching, or own all the entertainment things and internet companies that we do everything on? And if not, they own the car companies or they own the oil companies. These are the owners of the world, basically. Do you realize that right now they are having meetings where they are and have been talking for the longest time that within 10 short years, whittling society all the way down to the point where nobody owns anything. You simply live in a place. When you're not there, somebody else lives there. When they're not there, somebody else lives there. You pay for services. You lease your cell phone. You don't own a car. You're not allowed to go off into the desert, out into the woods, anywhere. You're allowed to go into public green spaces. Every single solitary thing that you see, say, think, and dream is recorded. Those are their words, not mine. I'm simply telling you. Do you realize that in the United States of America, whether you know it or not, they've passed enough laws that every adult every day is committing at least 3 felonies according to the laws they've passed? That's a fact. Do you realize that they're trying to make it so that everybody willingly gives up their guns, gives up their freedoms, gives up their opinions, gives up everything so that we can live in a utopian world of their design, where again, everything that you see, say, think, or dream is recorded. And if you see, say, think, or dream something that doesn't go along with what they say, do you think they're just going to delete your YouTube channel? You think they're going to censor your Facebook page? They're just going to shut you off. And then that's it. They've passed laws that in a national emergency, which is an incredibly broad range of whatever they deem a national emergency to be, they can simply take you and you now work for them for no pay, no matter what, if what you do is valuable to them. Period. It's bad enough that you can never own your own property outright in the United States of America due to a simple thing called property tax. If your grandmother dies and hands off a fortune to you, well, they're taking half of that fortune. All of these things have been slowly and incrementally put in place, and now we're getting to the precipice. We're getting to the Rubicon. These people need to do an event. They need to do something so big that it is a national emergency, that they can take all your weapons away, that they can institute all of these 2030 agendas that they want so bad. The paperwork is out there in droves, but most people are too busy worrying about what Donald Trump's going to do. What's he going to do about this? What's my sporting team going to do? I got to get to work because I got to pay those taxes. Do you see what I'm saying? They've kept everybody busy on the hamster wheel. And when people like myself and many others try to tell you, you instantly pop up the defense mechanism, this guy's a conspiracy theorist. Do you know why? Do you know where? Do you know who made up that term? 1967, Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America came up with conspiracy theorists to cover their tracks after John F. Kennedy was suddenly assassinated by one man with a magic bullet that shot him and other people numerous times with one bullet from a book depository way far away, way up in the... It sounds like every other story. It's always one person. Do you understand the paperwork that of your own government has been declassified, which shows back in the 60s they planned on taking a plane full of people, full of Americans, and disappearing it and blaming it on Cuba so they could go to war? That was back in the 60s. You think they're not doing it now? Of course they are. Our country's been usurped right out from under our feet. They can at any time take anybody they want, no matter what, under the Patriot Act. If you still believe that a man in a cave on dialysis on the other side of the world somehow orchestrated the biggest, most comprehensive attack on the United States of America and the most heavily guarded, heavily secured, heavily monitored place in the world, the Pentagon, you're going to get what you deserve. There's people like us that go through non-stop harassment by unseen forces. We go through non-stop censorship, go through non-stop hardships trying to wake people like you up. There might be a reason for it. There may be a reason they're shutting us all down so that we don't have a voice anymore. Because that a big turning point, that big Pearl Harbor, that big never forget 9/11 event is on its way. And first, they have to make sure people like me aren't around to point it out to people like you. Last call, people. Last call. They're getting ready to hand over the entire national security apparatus, political apparatus, commerce apparatus, retail apparatus, and intelligence apparatus to an artificially intelligent machine. Did we or did we not grow up watching things like this on television as children, and every single solitary one of them ended horribly wrong? That was predictive programming since we were children to get us to accept what they're doing right now as we're adults. And instead of paying attention to the things that these mad scientists and that these rogue government agents are doing, we're arguing about left, right, Democratic, Republican, which sporting team, which we sit here and paint ourselves up and watch men in tight clothing chase each other around over a ball. Wake up, people. Wake up. Richie from Boston.
Richie from Boston saying it like no one else can say it. I mean, that's all you can say. Like I said last time he was on, it seems like he is just pulling out all the stops and he has a sense of urgency. We should all have that, you know. Better men have said it better over the decades than I, definitely. And here we are. We are on the brink of a crazy precipice. You know, the Pied Pipers that have come along in the second hour here in a minute, we're going to get into sort of coming full circle and the way that the purse of society is all sewn up. Quinn Michaels made a video that was published yesterday titled Peter Thiel, Palantir, KDM, BitPay, BitGo, Stripe, Lyft, Airbnb, Oculus, Dark Wallet, and he goes through it. We'll play that in the second hour here coming up in a minute, and you might think it's dry, but trust me, you will want to listen. And I'll just give you a little primer. You know, obviously Peter Thiel is sort of the central figure of that video, and I've mentioned several times that you can see right on his Wikipedia page under political activities, Thiel is a member of the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group, a private annual gathering of intellectual figures, it says, political leaders and business executives. He is a mover and a shaker. He is also, it says, support for political candidates. In December 2007, Thiel endorsed Ron Paul for president. And so, you know, after Paul failed to secure the Republican nomination, Thiel contributed to the John McCain campaign. We've played the clip of him at George Mason University talking about how America is a technocracy, which resulted in a ripple of articles. America is an oligarchy, a technocratic oligarchy, which is a fact. And he's been instrumental in really constructing the most recent pieces of that. So speaking of Ron Paul and sort of the Peter Thiel connection and what people are saying about Bitcoin, I mean, I've said it. It is the Revelation 13 economy. It's just that simple. And, you know, I was a supporter of Ron Paul. Ending the Fed is a great idea, but you know what? To see Ron Paul on mainstream television in support of Bitcoin is bizarre. This is a person, if anyone knows better, Ron Paul knows better. So, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go over to bitira.com. I don't know exactly where the commercials are, but there's the article a couple of days ago, and this is, you know, this is not a new subject. If you search Ron Paul, do a search for Ron Paul and Bitcoin, you'll invariably come across the video on Vimeo, Coin IRA Bitcoin with Ron Paul. That's a 65 second piece. And then there is Bitcoin News and the Fed Evangelist Ron Paul plugs Bitcoin IRA. And the other one that I'm thinking of is Ron Paul on Bitcoin. That was Commonwealth Club talk back in 2014. So, you know, it's not a new subject, but, you know, go over to bitira.com and see what I'm talking about. Ron Paul knows better. This is where we're at. Anybody that gets any kind of mainstream airtime, everybody, you know, there's a reason that you hear from Edward Snowden, but not other whistleblowers. There's a reason that he gets, you know, time on mainstream nighttime talk shows. Bitcoin is the Revelation 13 economy, and it dovetails with all kinds of awful things. The AI, obviously, you know, we've talked about that. The one article that really, I think, sums it all up is that VentureBeat article, An AI God Will Emerge by 2042 and Write Its Own Bible. Will you worship it? And you, if you look into any of this stuff, this is very serious subject matter. These are people that have vast, inordinate amounts of wealth and resources at their disposal doing these kinds of things. And it is a religion. There is no denying that at this point. Pushing one direction and one direction only. You hear from one set of voices. Meanwhile, networks like this have long been the enemy of this agenda. And what are we doing about it? We need to speak boldly, stand in the gap, and not back down, not retreat. That'll do it for the first hour. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.